Just at the base of Nandeshwar Hill, the mountain on which rests the eternal home of Sri Krishna Balaram Nanda Yashoda, we are seated at Pavan Sarovar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came, bathed and worshipped this holy place. Why is it so holy? It is explained by Vrindavan Das Thakur, if the personified Vedas had millions of mouths and each mouth had millions of tongues, still they could not fully describe the pastimes that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed in even one day. And that same description can be applied to these very holy places of Sri Braj Dham. Pavan Sarovar was the personal bathing place of Sri Nanda Maharaj and the Gopas while they resided at Nandagaon. Nanda Maharaj, along with Krishna Balaram, would regularly take their baths here. Yashoda Mai would sometimes come and bathe Lord Sri Krishna in these ambrosial waters of Pavan Sarovar. When Krishna was herding cows each day, as he was returning to Nandagaon, he would first stop at Pavan Sarovar. And Krishna would personally invite each and every cow to come and drink the waters as well as take bath in the waters of Pavan Sarovar. Sometimes Srimati Radharani and her friends would be bathing in one particular corner of Pavan Sarovar, and Krishna on another side of the sacred place would swim underwater and take the dust of the feet of Srimati Radharani and the gopis secretly. Pavan Sarovar is such a place of countless pastimes. We have already heard that Srimati Radharani, under the direction of Yashoda Mai, would come here each day to cook the breakfast for Lord Krishna and Balaram and the gopas. Duravasa Muni came to Braj. Now, other gopis were very fearful of him because he has quite a reputation. If there is even a slight flaw in one's etiquette, as we hear about Ambarish Maharaj at Madhuban or the Pandavas at Kamyavan. So Sri Radharani, she served him so very nicely and pleased his heart with her simple, innocent, and pure devotion, that he gave her benediction, that whatever she cooks will taste like nectar, and whoever tastes what she cooks will never fall ill and will be empowered with great health. When Yashoda Mai and the Brijavasis heard that Sri Radharani received such a benediction, it was their desire that she cook for Krishna each and every day. So she would come here, sometimes from Barasana, sometimes from Javat, and an incredible, wonderful kitchen was set up here. And Srimati Radharani was directing, and with her own loving hands, personally preparing preparations for Krishna. When Sanatan Goswami was living in Vrindavan, one of his principal bhajan kutirs was on the banks of Pavan Sarovar. Today, we have just, many of us have already visited. Just on this side is that holy place of Sanatan Goswami's eternal lila. One of Srila Prabhupada's very dear godbrothers has his Samadhi Mandir on the banks of Pavan Sarovar. We do not have much time because it is getting dark. His Holiness Srila Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, very, very dear friend of our beloved Guru Maharaj, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In 1959, when Srila Prabhupada took the vows of sannyas, he personally invited Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj to sing kirtan during the yajna and the ceremony. And of course, for Srila Prabhupada, the real essence of all ceremonies in Krishna consciousness is the performance of Sankirtan. During the installation ceremony of Krishna Balaram Temple in Vrindavan, they had several days of yajnas taking place by very highly respected Brahmins of Vrindavan. They were chanting the mantras, performing the, offering the oblations of ghee to the sacred fire, and performing so many rituals. And simultaneously, in another part of the temple, Srila Prabhupada had his disciples performing Harinam Sankirtan. And Srila Prabhupada even writes in his books, and he spoke it on several occasions as well, that the real installation of Krishna Balaram was not the Brahmins performing their pujas and mudras and yantras and tantras and mantras, but it was the sincere devotees with mridangas, karatals, and sincere hearts very loudly calling out Krishna's holy names.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So as the prescribed rituals were going on in the ceremony of Prabhupada's sannyas, he was encouraging Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj to chant Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra, and other beautiful songs in glorification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Radha Krishna. And the priest would sometimes tell him, quieter, quieter, because he was chanting mantras. But then when he would turn his attention to the fire, Prabhupada would turn to Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj and with his hand say, louder, louder. And of course, that was 1959. Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj would often visit with Srila Prabhupada at Sri Radha Damodar Temple. Sometimes they would meet together at Imli Tal, sometimes at the ashram of one of Prabhupada's godbrothers, Ban Maharaj, where Babaji Maharaj was residing at the time. They had very frequent relationship because they have a very deep bond of their hearts in their love for Guru and Gauranga. And in 1965, Prabhupada left Vrindavan to begin the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Years later, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj would speak with tears of affection in his eyes about that sannyas ceremony. And he was expressing how he had faith that Prabhupada would spread the holy name all over the world because he understood that Prabhupada had complete, absolute faith in the power of the holy names. For some time, several months, I lived in the same ashram as Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. It was really a wonderful experience. No one ever saw him not chanting. He was always chanting. Every now and then he would speak about Krishna. But practically at all times, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra was just dancing from his tongue. During the morning, he'd sit in front of the deities for about 5 hours every single day with a mridanga, just chanting Maha Mantra and other beautiful Vaishnava bhajans and prayers. During the day, sometimes he'd go to some holy place. He'd always be chanting japa. In whichever place he'd go, he'd pick up, he'd have a mridanga and he was chanting Hare Krishna. And practically the only words he would speak to anyone was in a jubilant voice, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And at night, at any time of the night, if you went by his little kutir, you would hear his voice loudly chanting japa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The acharya of that Gaudiya Math told me, he said he has never found an instance in years where Babaji Maharaj was even sleeping. Any time, day or night, you went by his kutir, he was chanting the holy names with jubilant and love. And I remember, and I've told the story many times, but I will tell it again for Babaji Maharaj's pleasure, who was residing as Samadhi just a few feet away from us. In November or December of 71, when we went together to visit Prabhupada at Sharaf Bhavan near Madan Mohan Temple. And the two of us were walking up the steps. He was so eager to see Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. And there was a guard guarding the steps. And he would not allow Babaji Maharaj to come. In fact, but Babaji Maharaj was so eager to see Prabhupada. He said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, I will see him. He said, no, you are not allowed. He was about to stop him physically. We requested, please, please, request, inquire from Prabhupada whether he wants to see Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. He's one of the most highly respected saints of Vrindavan. And without doubt, he's the most loved kirtan leader of all Gaudiya Maths. He was beyond all conflicts there may be between, because he never spoke anything but the holy name. So, someone asked Prabhupada, yes, he wants to see him immediately. And we walked in together. Srila Prabhupada was sitting on the floor having darshan with maybe about 10 or 12 people. And as soon as Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj walked in the room, Prabhupada stood up. And with great eagerness, he ran to the door, and Babaji Maharaj ran to him, and they met in the center of the room, and they embraced. They were crying in ecstatic union. They were crying with happiness. And Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj was just calling out, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada was saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They were so happy to see each other. And Prabhupada brought him and put him on Prabhupada's little seat on the floor. They both shared it. And they were speaking in Bengali with so much love. They were laughing. There were tears in their eyes. They were just in bliss. Just sharing Hari Katha, Hari Kirtan, and their hearts. And I was thinking, this is spiritual love. This is the natural, spontaneous affection that takes place when Krishna is in the center of a relationship. The union of two great Paramahamsa saints who have complete faith in the holy name and pure unalloyed love for Sri Sri Radha Govinda was a beautiful experience. They became so oblivious to everyone else in the room that all the other guests left. And for almost an hour they just laughed and shared their hearts with one another. It was a joyful experience. Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, a very divine follower of the six Goswamis, his last wish in his very old age was to come to the banks of Pavan Sarovar. And at the Bhajan Kutir of the great Srila Sanatan Goswami, he chanted the holy names and chanted the holy names and chanted the holy names until Sri Radha Gopinath brought his soul back to Goloka. These are just a few of the unlimited beautiful pastimes that are taking place here at Pavan Sarovar. Actually, this is one of the special places that I personally like to come all alone. But today, that opulence is not mine, but coming with 1,550 of you or whatever is another type of opulence. Please, in this very, very beautiful, divine, holy place, let us pray. Let us pray for the humility and the dedication to the mission of Sri Guru and Gauranga. Let us pray for the taste, the real taste and enthusiasm to call out Krishna's holy name with love. If we can just chant the name of the Lord once with innocent and simple love, every anartha of the heart will be destroyed. And the spiritual world will unfold before us. Let us offer this prayer as we take the achman of the waters of Pavan Sarovar, and then we will proceed in Harinam Sankirtan procession to Nanda Bhavan to have the darshan of Sri Krishna Balaram, Yashoda Mayi Nanda Maharaj, Sri Radharani Sudama Madhu Mangala, and Nandeshwar Mahadev. This special deity of Nandeshwar Mahadev, you have heard the story of how Lord Shiva came to have the darshan of Krishna in Nandagaon. But when he came to the door, Yashoda Mayi saw this yogi with ashes on his body and necklaces of snakes. She became very much alarmed. "What do you want?" He said, "I want to see your son." She said, no, that is impossible. If he sees you with snakes and ashes and trident, he will become afraid." So he begged, he pleaded. Here is Lord Shiva, Mahadev, the destroyer of universes, begging Yashoda Mayi with all humility, desperately, taking such a subordinate position to Nanda Gopi. And ultimately Yashoda Mayi told him, "Go away." So he went into a forest and he was deeply, deeply meditating on Krishna, praying for the darshan of Gopal. And Krishna understood his devotee's heart. So he started to cry and cry and cry. And nothing Yashoda Mayi or any of the gopis could do to stop him from crying. So the gopis were discussing amongst themselves, "What happened? Something must have happened." And Yashoda Mayi understood that perhaps I made some offense to that yogi. So she sent her gopis, "Go and find him and bring him here." Lord Shiva appeared at the door. And Yashoda Mayi brought him into the house, and there he had the darshan of Krishna. And Krishna, who was crying up to this point when he saw Lord Shiva and he heard Lord Shiva chanting his holy names with his transcendental drum, Krishna smiled. So Yashoda Mayi, who only wants the pleasure of Krishna, she asked Lord Shiva that, "Will you stay here? You make my son so happy." He said, "I will stay under one condition, that I will get to see your child's beautiful pastimes, and whenever you bathe him, you'll give me charanamrit, and whenever you feed him, you will give me his remnants, some of his remnants." So from that time, Vajranad installed a Shivalingam, Nandeshwar Mahadev, and even today, after they perform the puja and the bhog offerings to Krishna Balaram in the temple, they bring the charanamrit and the mahaprasad and offer it to Nandeshwar Mahadev. Even 5,000 years later, the promise of Yashoda Mayi is still being honored by the Goswamis of the temple. And you'll also see beautiful, beautiful paintings of Krishna's divine leelas. And let us have a very ecstatic kirtan at Nanda Bhavan. It's a very, very beautiful place for chanting and dancing in great joy. After all, it is Krishna Balaram's eternal home. And Mahaprabhu taught us the nicest way to please Krishna and Balaram is when devotees come together with love and devotion to perform Sankirtan, the loud chanting of the holy names.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Jai Jai Sri Radhe.
Thank you very much.